For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A petition circulating in the community of Bloomington is urging San Bernardino County officials to reject a rezoning proposal that would allow for a 3 million square foot warehouse district. Community members say it would worsen the diesel pollution already plaguing communities in the region. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Bloomington resident Tommy Rocha started the petition with his wife, Kim. He describes his neighborhood as a rural community with wide open spaces. It is a place where before COVID, people had large family gatherings like weddings and quinceañeras in their backyards.
And, you know, it's very family oriented. I mean, that's why I love this community. And to come in and, destroy it by putting up these warehouses. And they talk about the false income it's going to bring to the neighborhood and how it's going to build up your community and make it better. We have yet to see any improvements to our community, and they have five warehouses as of 2014 built here, and there's been no community benefits at all.
A warehouse already sits 60 feet behind Rocha's house, and the new warehouse zone would be built near schools. Bloomington currently ranks in the 95th percentile for highest pollution, according to the state-monitored Cal Enviro screen, and the region has been labeled a diesel death zone by researchers. The plan, if approved, would mean 213 houses would be demolished to make way for a warehousing district the size of 173 football fields and high-density housing. Tommy and his wife, Kim, plan to present the petition during the February 8th County Board of Supervisors meeting. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
This Super Bowl Sunday, Inland Empire public health officials are asking residents to consider virtual gatherings and to take caution to avoid the further spread of COVID-19. Here again is KVCR's Megan Jamerson with more.
While the Inland Empire is showing signs of recovering from the December and January surge of infections linked to the holiday season, several local hospitals remain strained and available ICU beds are at zero capacity for the Southern California region. This means the community is not out of the woods yet, said Riverside County Public Health Director Kim Saruhutari in a press release. She said large gatherings for Super Bowl Sunday could reverse recent progress. San Bernardino County Public Health Director Corwin Porter agrees, and in a county newsletter, he repeated the CDC advice for people to gather virtually or only with those in their own household. Residents who choose to gather across households should remember the basic guidelines of mask wearing, social distancing by 6 feet, and to avoid sharing utensils. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
California is opening two new COVID vaccination centers. It's part of a federal pilot project. President Joe Biden wants to create 100 mass vaccination sites nationwide in 100 days. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement Wednesday in front of one of the two sites, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
The reason this site was chosen was the framework of making sure that communities that are often left behind are not left behind. They're prioritized in terms of the administration of these vaccines.
The other test site is at California State University, Los Angeles. The program will be jointly run with FEMA. Wednesday's announcement comes as California's most deadly pandemic surge eases, but as the state struggles with vaccine shortages. Crematoriums throughout Riverside County were cleared Wednesday to conduct operations without regard to daily emission caps under a temporary waiver granted by the South Coast Air Quality Management District stemming from the coronavirus surge. The COVID-19 pandemic has substantially increased the number of deaths, and area crematoriums have been under increased pressure from backlogs, prompting the county coroner's office and Department of Public Health to submit a joint request for an abbreviated suspension of limits on daily cremations. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.